Tana Braun is here to interview adventury type peoples. Hi, hi, adventury type peoples. Tana Braun's mistress has sent her to ask you some questions about yourself so that you'll know who to keep an eye on. Yes, yes. Upcoming adventurers are a very important part of the local economy, she says. Tana Braun listens and Tana Braun understands. So, who have we here? Who is big, handsome, human man in armor with a pointy, stabby stick?
Ah, my fine kobold friend. That is the sword of Sir Reginald, adventurer and warrior extraordinaire. My goal is to defeat evil and to rescue lovely maidens from their virginity. Well, I do have my standards. You, dear Lady Tana Braun, do appear to be one such fine lady. Do you happen to have any dragons you need rescuing from?
Oh, no rescuing needed. The only dragons Tana Braun knows are lovely ones. The offer is sweet, it's kind, it's nice, though. Tana Braun is sure you'll rescue many maidens. Yes, yes. Now, next on the list is, black pointy ears. I'm a fucking drow. Get it right, you little half-pint twerp. Oh, yes, drow. Tana Braun is aware of drow. Very nice, very kind. Well, sometimes nice, sometimes kind. Regardless, you are a good drow, yes?
Yeah, we'll go with that. Unlike our idiotic male here, I, Cassandra Ilthelian, focus more upon spreading peace and love to lands, yeah?
Oh, a very good plan. Peace and love. Peace and love is good. Very good. Very drow-like? That doesn't seem very drow-like, at least not from any drow Tana Braun has encountered before. Then again, Tana Braun has not actually encountered any drow before, so perhaps it is drow-like? Why the peace and love?
Well, aren't you an insightful little gem?
You see, I'm a rogue. Those who are at peace tend to leave their valuables unguarded. And the more love there is, the greater the chances they've left their clothing behind. Which makes it that much easier to nick their wallets, eh? Oh, yes, yes. This all makes sense now. Very clever, drow. Very clever. Why, Tana Braun's almost certain her mistress would like a word with you soon enough. But for now, we must move on to...
To me, Nazarash, you are quite the perceptive creature, are you not? And the sorceress of the party, yes? As a succubus, you may assume that we are carnal creatures. And this is not entirely false. Yet I find myself drawn to those with luscious, well-endowed brains, yes? Like our dear Cassandra here. So true, you are that she is a clever drow. So supple. Quite unlike that fool of a warrior.
Ladies, I can be anything you desire me to be.
How about dead? Now, do keep in mind we require him for a meat shield, yes? Don't go throwing him away just yet, my dear. Fine. I'll tolerate him until I want to kill him myself.
Indeed. All the ladies love me for my meat.
Well, that was pretty fucking short-lived, wasn't it?
Tana Braun senses some tension within your adventuring party.
Sexual tension? Don't worry, I can help take care of that.
I'd sooner die You mean Yotsunarhitai?
Yeah, what the witch said.
Sorceress, and there is a difference between the two. Just to make that clear.
Right. Moving on. No! You're so fuzzy. Squee!
Oh, aren't you a bundle of fun, little one?
Hiya,
I'm Callie, and I'll be your priestess. Well, the party's priestess. You wouldn't want to join our party, would you? I'm sure it could be arranged for one so cute as you.
No. No party. No, Tannenbrunn is good. You can keep the party. Yes, Callie, roll. You said priestess. You're a priestess? Priestesses are good. You heal, right?
Heal? Oh, yeah. I heal all right. I can keep someone alive through weeks of torture. Like, you would not believe the things I've made sure people live through. But yeah, I do the healing and the crunching.
Ooh, crunching! Very good, very scary. Callie is bestest, not priestess. So, let's see. Questions. Yes, question. Tannenbrunn's mistress had one other question to ask each of you. Yes. How big is your deck?
Well, I do believe this question is directed towards me. Well, adorable little toothy minion, you'll be pleased to note that I'm quite well endowed at a hefty 7 inches of manly meat to share with all the fine ladies here, yourself included.
Fuck, not surprised.
I suppose you can feel me growing on you already,
Fuck no. You're just a wee little man. Drow women put you to shame. For example, I weigh in at 17 inches of she-cock, you daft loon.
What? Surely you must jest, dear maiden.
No. She's about average for a drow. Myself, I am 21 inches apiece. I have two, yes?
That's
43 fucking inches! Aw, yeah, girls. We're gonna be the best of friends. And fuck buddies. Hells yeah!
Ooh, 43! Tannenbrunn is amazed. She'd heard how big gnolls are. You live up to the reputation so well. Thank you for all your information. I'll bring it back to my mistress and see to it that you're adequately compensated. Thank you again, and happy hunting. Just don't hunt Tannenbrunn. She doesn't want to be hunted. You can hunt other kobolds, though. Good protein, high in vitamins. Yes.
I'm not sure what to make of these, revelations.
It means your ass is fucked. Literally.
Don't you mean figuratively?
No, she does not.
Anyway, interview's over. Tannenbrunn will be seeing you later. Take care!